Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on The Conversation's Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, what's going on? Welcome to Stream It.
Hello, and on today's episode, we're hearing from Lauren Patel about the brand new Aardman animation series, Lloyd of the Flies.
Well, I think that the annoying little sister role comes very naturally to me, as my big brother, I'm sure, will tell you. In terms of being a fly, it's just, I guess, keeping in mind that they have a bunch of energy and they can kind of zoom around wherever they want.
Yeah, hello, and as always, we've got our top five picks for you on what you definitely, absolutely should be watching this week.
So you guessed it, this is the place for the best film and TV interviews and recommendations. This is Fun Kids Stream It. Now, our guest today is, of course, Lauren Patel from Lloyd of the Flies. Kind of got me thinking, Connor.
Yeah?
What insect would you want to be?
Well, before I answer that question, I feel like I've learned something this week. I always thought it was called Lord of the Flies. Lloyd of the Flies? I've just learned that.
No, Connor, it is called Lord of the Flies. This is different.
Oh, got you. Okay, so what insect would I be then? Well, now I know what it's called. I reckon I'd be a really good ant.
An ant?
Yeah, and the reason being is because ants are everywhere and there's loads of them and I feel like I'd be king of the ants. I feel like I'd just dominate.
Oh, so not just any old ant. You want to be king of the ant?
Yeah, well, you know, like they always say that ants carry food on their backs, right? That's how get their food. I'd be the ant that would come back top boy with like a half a watermelon on my back.
That'd be very cool. I'd like to be a spider, you know.
Yeah, you'd be a good spider. Creepy crawly. So you'd like to sort of be on the wall and see what's going on. Nosy in people's lives.
Yeah, I want to scare people as well. I think that'd be really fun.
Okay, so I approach you right now. You're robbing the spider. What are you going to do to scare me? Yeah, right, that did scare me. Well, whilst we recover from that, our fellow Fun Kids presenter Dan recently caught up with Lauren Patel about her role in the brand new Aardman animation series, Lloyd of the Flies, yes.
Now, this series follows the adventures of Lloyd B. Fly, a housefly, and the middle child of 451. Yes, a lot of siblings indeed. Now, Lloyd lives with his parents, his little sister PB, and their 224 maggot siblings inside a compost bin that they like to call home.
Let's take a listen.
It is estimated that there are some 10 quintillion insects alive at any one time. But forget about them. This is about me, Lloyd. I'm a fly.
You're listening to Fun Kids Hello. Now, there is a brand new Aardman animation on. We love Aardman. You know you're in safe hands. They've brought you Wallace and Gromit and Shaun the Sheep. They've got a brand new one out. It's called Lloyd of the Flies. One of the stars who plays PB is Lauren Patel. She's with us. Lauren, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Very excited to be chatting to you.
Very excited to be here.
Because I love Aardman. So before you started making this, when you were told or asked to be in this new Aardman show, what did you think about them and what working with them might include?
I love Aardman. I've grown up with Aardman. I watch Wallace and Gromit every Christmas. Like, I have the Creature Comforts DVDs, all of this. I'm a very big Aardman fan. So as soon as I found out that I got to be working with them, I was just like, what an absolute joy. Like, and I hadn't read the full scripts and I was just like, this is going to be such a laugh. Like, I'm going to have so much fun making this. And I did.
Great throwback to Creature Comforts, by the way.
Thank you so much. I've got my niche Aardman reference.
Yeah, if you can watch Creature Comforts, make sure you do.
Exactly.
So tell us about PB. This is who you play in Lloyd of the Flies.
Yes.
Just who is PB? What are they? What's their intentions? What's their thing?
PB is a fly, for starters. She is just a tiny ball of energy and noise and excitement. And she is Lloyd's little sister. So as most little sisters are, she just wants to be involved in everything all the time and also loves to pick on Lloyd just a little bit and make fun of him.
What's it like might be a ridiculous question, acting as a fly, like you're PB, so you know you're a sister, so you could be annoying. Are you giving any thoughts to the fact that you're a fly?
Well, I think that the annoying little sister role comes very naturally to me, as my big brother, I'm sure, will tell you. But I, in terms of being a fly, it's just, I guess, keeping in mind that they have a bunch of energy and they can kind of zoom around wherever they want. Yeah.
That's really amazing to take that like tiny quality about them and to make it a character.
Yeah.
That's what's so awesome about acting. How much do you enjoy doing that, like picking apart little things about who you're playing and making them much bigger for what you need to do?
Yeah, I think that, that's the thing, is it's always like a little puzzle that you've got to solve to like build this entire person in your head and make them kind of real.
And Lloyd of the Flies, tell us about the show then. You are the fly, a fly.
I am a fly.
Lloyd of the Flies. Obviously, it's a great name. What else do we know about the show apart from a brilliant name?
It's coming out on CITV this September. It is Aardman's first CGI/animation TV series.
Good.
And yeah, it's an absolute bucket of laughs.
What's it about? Who is Lloyd of these flies?
Lloyd of these flies is a fly that lives in a dustbin with all of his hundreds and hundreds of brothers and sisters, because he's a fly and they have lots of them. And he goes on adventures with me, his little sister, and his best friend Abacus, who's a woodlouse, and he meets butterflies and ladybugs and spiders and all of these different people and just learns about the world.
Now, you've been in live action movies where you're acting, you're all singing, you're all dancing. I know almost nothing about making an animation. What does it involve? How are you working? What's the set? What are you doing? Do you have to learn your lines? Are you reading a script? Do you see the other actors you're with?
So I think it depends on the show. For this one, we had different members of the cast kind of dotted all around the world working everywhere. So I was quite lucky I got to film it in my hometown in Manchester. And you basically go in and you have the script in front of you and you kind of read through your lines. And sometimes if they've already animated a bit, you'll get to see it on the screen and you'll kind of sync it up to that. And it's lovely. Yeah, it's so much energy all the time, having to do all of these different weird noises.
But how hard is it? If you're acting almost without someone else at some point, you're just performing your lines to a microphone. How tough is it to know you're getting the story right when you're not reacting with someone?
Yeah, I guess it's definitely a different type of acting, and it's, I guess, kind of trusting our wonderful directors and knowing that they'll piece it all together in the edit.
Now, Lloyd of the Flies is obviously about bugs, creepy crawlies. I love them, right? You were a bit iffy about spiders earlier on, I noticed.
Yeah, I'm friends with spiders as long as they keep their distance. As long as they respect my personal space, I'll respect theirs.
What's your favourite bug then?
I really love a millipede.
Yeah?
Or I love dragonflies and butterflies, obviously. They're very pretty.
Stunning, stunning creatures.
Yeah.
If you were going to have any, like, insect quality to you that would help you in real life, Lauren, walking, you know, to the shops, going to the movie set, what would you have?
So my first thought was a stick insect, just because I think they have incredible vibes. Like, they're just chilling. And that's kind of, I think, just a bit of what I need. I just need to be a stick.
Yeah, but how would that help you, though? Like, it's your choice, by all means.
Thank
but
you
like,
so much.
They're really slow. Yeah. They don't do anything. How is that going to help you, like, do your business every day?
Maybe that's what I'm working towards. But if not, maybe I pick something with wings, like a ladybug, and I can just zoom around everywhere, and I don't have to get the tube.
So every episode on Stream It, we have the Stream It 30-second challenge. You have 30 seconds to name as many something as possible, all right?
Okay.
We've done superheroes before. We've done Disney movies. For you, because of Lloyd of the Flies and your love of bugs and insects and spiders and beetles and ladybugs, you're going to have creepy crawlies. Is that all right?
Yes.
So we've got a producer who's going to time you. He's also going to count how many you say.
Okay. I might get the definition of creepy crawly wrong, but that's fine.
That's fine. As long as you're not making things up.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're not making up mythological dragon beasts, I think you'll be fine. So, Lauren Patel, with the Stream It 30-second challenge, it's all about bugs. How many can you name in 30 seconds? Half a minute. 3, 2, 1, and you're...
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on The Conversations Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.
Away.
Okay, a fly, a wasp, a bee, a butterfly, a moth, a ladybug, a dragonfly, a dung beetle, a... what? A... ant. I've gone. I've lost it. What else? A spider! A tarantula!
10 seconds left.
That is all I can think of. I've forgotten every single other one. A woodlouse.
You're done. Oh. I tell you what, though. You had 13 there. I think that's okay.
That's okay.
I think the highlight of the game was your animal impression, your creepy crawly impression when you couldn't think of any and you were squealing like a
yeah, like I really a runaway made beetle. Some interesting noise.
Well, it's been an absolute joy. Listen, the new show is Lloyd of the Flies. You play PB. Lauren Patel, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for that, Dan. I feel like Dan did that more justice than I would, because I'd be very, very confused. But it sounds so brilliant, and I can't wait to have a little watch. And that is, of course, Lloyd of the Flies. It actually starts on CITV this September. And if you want to hear more from Dan, you can actually hear him and Fun Kids as well. Of course, over at Fun Kids Science Weekly podcast, all you've got to do is search Fun Kids Science Weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Now it's time, you guessed it, Connor, for the look forward.
Oh yeah, let's take a look forward.
Now this is where we tell you our top 5 picks of what you need to be watching this week.
The look forward.
Clipheads, available on iPlayer. I absolutely love this show. I think you are too. You're going to absolutely love it. Kids across the UK react to the funniest viral videos from around the world. What makes up our entertainment daily? Crowning one of the funniest funnies. That's on iPlayer right now.
Latte and the Magic Waterstone. Now, this is actually on Netflix and it's a film. And it basically sees a squirrel and a hedgehog team up to save their forest from a greedy bear. Yes, really. It's actually available to watch right now on Netflix.
Costume Quest on Amazon Prime. So what would you do if your homemade Halloween costume actually had magical powers? Well, in Costume Quest, Ren, Reynold, Everett and Lucy have to save the universe using just their costumes and imaginations. Bonkers! Costume Quest is on Amazon Prime right now.
Now, Harvey Beaks, Fee and Foo are seeking adventure in Big Bark Woods. You want to join them? Well, you absolutely can. You can catch Harvey Beaks on Paramount Plus right now.
The Little Prince, and that is on Netflix for you. So this is an animation, and this film is so, so cool. It's about a guy who tells a girl stories about a little boy who lives on an asteroid. It's such a lovely film. And yeah, it's available for you on Netflix, and that's available now.
I love when we get to bring you guys our top picks. And of course, don't forget, if you do watch any of them, we want to hear from you, don't we, Connor?
Yeah, we sure do. How can they get in touch?
They can get in touch over at funkidslive.com/stream. It's got a big red button over there. We'd love to hear a review from you. You could actually feature on the podcast next week as well, which is very exciting. Just let us know. What do you think of your favourite film? Maybe it's one we've recommended. Maybe it's one you found yourself. But we want to hear from you, don't we?
We really, really do. And that is all we've got time for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being part of it. If you enjoyed the episode, then don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate us 5 stars. I think we deserve it, don't we?
I would give us 5+, but hey, is that an option?
Well, I think it could be an option. All that good stuff. Come on over. Tell a friend to come listen to, and we'd love to have them on board. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
See you later.
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on the Conversations Curious Kids wherever you get your podcasts.